Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Media Network. Hi, I'm Scarlett Butler, and it's Sunday, March 24th? I think so. Okay, and I'm going to bring on Joe in a minute, and this is the truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show, and it's my humble esteem to bring on Joe Goldner, the host.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to mention for all those listeners around the world, we're on 130 nations we're being heard around the world, plus. We're also on a number of radio platforms, and I'd like to welcome millions and millions of listeners around. If you want to be part of the discussion, at 515-602-9657, that's 515-602-9657. The phones are lit up. We will get to them if they come on. In the meantime, the chat room is open. If you have a discussion, you want to do that. And the main thing is, it's your voice. We are the people. Remember, the name of the show is The Truth is Out There, which that's what we do. The truth always wins in the end. And we are the voice of the people. So you have a say, so call in, participate, whatever you got. Plus, listen to our podcast and everything else that's on the media network. But before we go on to details, and let me first bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. It was a very productive day.
Ugh. That is good. Before we got on the radio, so you know, you do know tomorrow in the Supreme Court, a hearing is going to be held on the case against New York versus the NRA.
Yeah, I know.
That is very important because it's the Second Amendment argument and the First Amendment argument. Don't forget, New York is a communist state. Letitia James, this is one of Letitia James' games. She, the snake, and we call her the snake. That's what we call her now. And we'll get to that poem later. But
I have a better question, just for thought. Trump has to be in two places at one time. How is that going to happen?
There's only one. He's not going to be in two places at one time.
No,
one at a time.
There are two court happenings tomorrow.
No, only one. The other one was delayed.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The other one's still, there's a lot of delays going on.
And they lie. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. Tomorrow, we'll get to that thing. But I'm trying to get a hold of. Well, I like to tell, this is where every American should be. Another reason why to vote MAGA Republican and vote for Trump is the fact that Letitia James in New York and Biden, yes, Biden's part of it, he's the one pulling the strings here, wants to end the Second Amendment rights. But he's specifically going after the National Rifle Association, specifically going after the veterans, the people in the military, and saying this. And the American people, but he's gearing up with these various different programs that he set up. That's only Kamala Harris sitting in the Oval Office part of the NRA pitch. But the deal is this. The deal is this. He is desperately trying to take the guns away because he knows that if the American people are defenseless if we have the guns, and he wants to control. This is the Communist Party. This is Venezuela. This is Cuba. This is Russia. This is very important. When Trump says this is the final battle, it is. If we do not win this in November, if we do not win this now, we're in trouble. So at the moment, yes. If you're asking if I'm saying take up arms, yes. Because Charleston Haston said it best when they said that when they were going after the goal. And even Ronald Reagan said it pretty good, too. Over my cold, dead hands. They grab them out. And this is what's happening, you have to really listen to this, because our freedoms, our Constitution is at stake, and this is another battle that the Supreme Court is holding up, thanks to Biden and the communists, because that's what he is. The Supreme Court is literally fighting the Constitution to preserve the Constitution. May it be for this, freedom of speech, First Amendment, Second Amendment, the Eighth Amendment's in play, the Fourth Amendment's in play, and this is very important. And we need to continue the fight.
This is going to really, really be enlightening. They don't care.
Not sure they do. If they didn't care, they wouldn't have taken into cases that were left until the thing. We expect a decision.
I'm talking about the left. The left is
the left don't give a shit. The left wants to get these Democrats.
The left has no. They're all about their rules.
Yeah, and they're going to die by it.
They make up their own rules as they go along.
Yeah, and I guarantee you they ain't going to be alive too much longer and to survive it.
They have no integrity. They are just assholes.
The American people are so fed up with the left.
The government in Washington, D.C., is it's just, I'm over with them. I'm just over with them.
Yeah, we know. It's just what...
The Congress, the Senate, all the branches.
There's stuff in there that there's certain things that are happening in the behind the scenes. But
there are bad people in there.
I agree.
Tentacles, they're hurting us. They don't even care. Look what happened at the border in what area in Texas? Where
that's
they crashed
the, that's,
through and they,
it, yeah,
and they hurt the guard, home security guards.
Yep. You know, and what's unique about that is that the New York Post, that video you're seeing, that you follow, in order to watch that video, you either have to be in social media or on Fox or on Newsmax or RSBN or OANN. If you're watching MSDNC, or to
even
see a
Google,
communist network.
Even Google has totally wiped it out. It's not even on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. I posted it.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's in other places. But, you know, that is being wiped clean. And if you go, let's put it this way. If you go to MSDNC and you watch Crazy Nut Joe Scarborough's mental case, he has, if you have anyone that has the Trump derangement syndrome, that's him. A lot of the left has it, including my brother. But the thing is, he is really, really, really sick in the head. He took a picture of the New York Post of what's going in, and he went after saying Trump had nothing to do with this. When Trump was president, that border was secure. It was the most secure border in the history of the country back then.
I got a better question. How did Trump do it?
How did Trump secure the border? By taking the money she's got,
no,
build the wall.
These people are accusing Trump that he did it. How did he do it?
Okay, he didn't. This is what they want. There are people that watch MSDNC.
How did he do it?
He didn't. He told what they got,
I'm hearing me. If they said he did it, how did he do it? Doesn't anybody ask them how he did it?
Their argument is that Trump told Congress not to pass the so-called deal that they have with the Senate, with Langford deal, which allowed 5,000 illegals per day to come in and fast track their citizenship.
Good. We don't want them here.
Right.
They're
so the House vetoed it. Right. They even
I'm unhappy that they passed the $1.2
trillion.
Okay?
Yeah, but we had no power to stop it, really. And if we close the government on that, it wouldn't look good. And the best thing to do is just go do what we got to do and push it through November. That's what we had to do. We had no choice. Politically speaking, we had no choice.
Make
we had to wait.
Grandchildren
born. No, you could come January 20th with a president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senator, there's going to be a lot of cutting. And they're going to do it line to line
stuff.
We need
to get rid of the rhinos and the deep state and the criminals.
And we are slowly. They're quitting. Lisa, the latest rhino to say she's going to leave is Lisa Murkowski in Alaska.
She didn't say she was leaving. She said she's leaving the party.
That's fine. Let her leave the party. She ain't going to do it. She ain't going to do it so fast. She knows where the bread is buttered. But if she does leave and become an independent, Alaska's gonna recall her, and she knows it. So she all she is power hungry, and she's actually changed
the
rules.
And the only reason she got elected was because of her father.
And they're changing the rules, right?
Well, we need to get rid of Collins and Murkowski and Ernest and Johnson. And Boone and Corn and all of them.
Some of them are already leaving.
It's so bad. When does Mitt Romney leave?
January 1st.
All right. He could go hang out with his daughter-in-law, Rona McDaniel.
Yeah, she appeared on Meet the Press this morning and... it's a first shot at MSDNC, and there's some all the left is very angry that she's even hired by NBC, and then now there's a thing called boycott hashtag boycott MSDNC because she's on there. A lot of the left don't like her, don't want her, and that's it. So, you know, she's an enemy on both sides. But on this on her interview with Meet the Press, she blamed Trump for getting kicked out of the RNC.
I don't give a shit. She was a dog. Who cares?
No.
He did. We wanted her gone. We haven't had a good leader in a very long time.
Okay, now let me,
with
that reaction, I said this a couple times, including in her own stupid tweets or exes, and I said, you know, Trump didn't get you out. The American people got you out. The supporters of the Republican Party got you out. They will not, and I guarantee you, because I work with the guys, nobody wants to donate to the RNC as long as you're there. Because you did absolutely nothing. And you took the money and got yourself something to spend on yourself and furniture and stuff like that and nothing to help the candidates. And that's why you lost the 2020. And that's why you lost the 2022. Because you did not support the people that needed that ran. And you refused to do it. And because of that, we had to get rid of you. So if you want
we
to blame anyone, you blame Trump, you blame everybody.
Broward County has issues.
Yeah, we're working on that too. But I will say that there are the outreach to register voters in Broward County is doing pretty good. They are close to the gap there. But
is
again,
Richard
DiNapoli
and that other dingbat running again?
They're not in charge. Richard DiNapoli is not in charge of committee man anymore. He is part of a commission. He won a commissioner seat in the primary, and he's off. He's just on his own, and he's just responsible for a little thing there. But he's no longer part of the Rex.
He doesn't make decisions on things that now are happening. Good.
No, he's
and
not making much of anything.
The other
one? Which I think the other
one's
gone too, but I'm not sure. But DiNapoli's not involved in any kind of business in the Rex.
I'm not sure.
Whether this is temporary, I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know who's organizing it. I don't know. I know Luck is involved with a lot of the get out the vote stuff that he's doing because I get the mail once in a while.
Bad marketing because they're unorganized. They're chaotic.
Yeah, but nobody really.
That's not how you make it good.
I understand, but nobody really. One of the things in Broward County is that we don't follow the Republican Executive Committee so much in Broward. We know that we haven't had a good deal with them for many years.
So
we've been working on the other groups that we formed.
We are doing that,
but there are. But in the meantime, we got other ways of doing it to bypass it. Working with a lot of Trump organization heads, and Luck is doing part of it. So just a few others. But I will have to say, when they do a story, when Newsmax does stories about blacks for Trump or minorities for Trump, he always picks our group. Marie Simonette, the team, and the Blacks for Trump is always featured in any of these things. And we're working closely with that, so always in there. So that's a big thing there. Now,
okay.
You know, so now that's also a big thing going on right now. But tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow's a big day. Not only for the NRA and the Supreme Court scholars, they'll probably be on 10 o'clock in the morning. Most likely you can hear it on Newsmax and RSPN. Those two cover these things for sure. So go around 10 in the morning. But now, also tomorrow is what's going on in New York with Trump. And in order to introduce this, I'm going to read the poem the snake, because that's the snake right there. This is a dedication of Letitia James, because she is the snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-inch frozen snake, Letitia James. Her pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," the tender woman sighed, the snake. She wrapped her up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and they laid her by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. Now she clutched her to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried, "but if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked her pretty skin again and then kissed and held her tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. I saved you," cried that woman, "and you bit me even why. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," tender woman sighed the snake. Now, I substituted him for her. I put her in there because Letitia James is a snake, and she's called up and ready to give that vicious bite, except for one major thing. The Trump train is coming, and that train is going to run over that snake and cut the head off tomorrow, because things are coming down the pike, and there's several breaking news, including every single major real estate company has offered to pay, give money to Trump to offset that. And every one of them announced at the press conference today that they are leaving New York, and there'll be no more real estate companies in the state of New York unless Letitia James is put away for good. Everybody's gone in the state of New York. You cannot buy a house. You cannot sell a house. And every business alongside that.
I read an article on the National Association of Realtors. It enlightened me that they're going to be changing the rules and regulations of when a realtor handles the close of a home. So now, instead of the seller paying the 6% commission, they're going to flip it and have the buyer pay it.
So on top of spending the cost
of the home to purchase it, you're going to have to pay a finder's fee. You know what? Realtors won't be used. People will go and look at the home on their own and buy it themselves.
They're going to buy it themselves. They're going to look at the home. This is what's going to kill the real estate industry all over, everywhere.
Right. Greed.
Yep.
I don't understand why they're changing it.
I don't either.
It comes off the cost of the buyer of the house, doesn't it?
Yeah. I have no clue why they're changing things. But it is. And that's what's happening.
Can we have a song? Can we have a tune?
Okay. What do you want to get?
Get Together, Young Blood. We have it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, we got it.
Mm-hmm. Love is but a song we sing. See us, we will die. You can make mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but in moments of life fading in the grass.
As long as there are communists, comocrats, or whatever you want to call them, around in power of any kind, or people that sympathize with them, and they are never going to come together. Nobody's going to come together. They're going to continue to divide and try and conquer it. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. Couple things. One, couple things tomorrow. Also, the Eighth Amendment is also is going to be in play tomorrow, along with the Fourth Amendment. Now, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court agreed.
Can you tell our audience what the Eighth and the Fourth Amendment are?
One is violation of due process, illegal search and seizure. That's the fourth. The Eighth Amendment is cruel and unusual punishment, excessive amounts in civil cases for penalties and things like that. Goes up to that on the Eighth Amendment. Both of them have been violated by Letitia James in Oregon, and they're going to be slapped down tomorrow with that, among other things. There's a lot of other stuff in there.
But it will be a process.
No, they'll be slapped down tomorrow. There's going to be an eighth, because of the timeline and what's happening, there will be an immediate decision on the Supreme Court as a stay and slapped down on the Eighth Amendment based on what's going on. That's the other breaking news. That will stop it. The other thing is on Tuesday, there's going to be a big hearing on the abortion pill in the Supreme Court. It seems that abortion pill is actually killing people, not just the babies. You know, unborn babies.
They get it through the woman, mail.
Yeah, there's a case in the Supreme Court that's going to be held. That's going to stop. They're going to put a stay, and that will help. That will eliminate the post office from any doing of any mailing. If they get caught, they will be arrested on the spot. So they will stop that. And Tuesday is the hearing in the Supreme Court that will stop the mailings until the case is over. So see where that goes. So that's another one. Plus, a couple weeks ago, Trump announced, and I think it was this past week, Trump announced that abortion is up to the individual states. He does not support a national ban on abortion. And he agrees that, just like in Europe and all the other countries, abortion should be rare and legal up until the 15th week. After the 15th week, it should be banned. And every nation on earth has that role. And we're going to continue, and a lot of states do that. That would this way, because he's not going to ban abortion. You can kill your babies all you want until the 15th week, and then there's a ban. So there's no late talk.
You know what? It's all states' rights, okay? And that is it. Move on. There is no federal government.
Anyway, what Trump did took care of the Democratic argument, because they all agreed on it. So that eliminated the Democratic abortion argument. Because everybody agreed on that. They signed off on everyone. So that's going to get passed.
Kill your baby. Kill yourself. Kill whatever.
Yeah.
That's
what that is. That took abortion off the plate on the Democratic side, because you agree, kill your babies. You can do it until the 15th week. And that took that argument off. So that's a big thing.
The DeSantis brought it down to
six weeks. And that's up to him. But you could go to another state if you want to go and get it done. No one's stopping you.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So, new topic, the Pope. Where's
the Pope? Pope is very sick. He didn't do his Palm Sunday sermon. He's very sick. And we don't know how long he's got. He's been in and out of hospitals for months now. So we'll see where that goes. Also, it's Purim for the Jewish religion. So we got that going.
Princess Kate finally came out, because I've been saying for weeks she has cancer. And I want to know why they waited so long to give her chemo.
I don't know. I have no clue.
You know what happens when you open them up and you have cancer?
Yeah, it spreads out.
Right. And she did not look good in that video at all. She looks sickly, you know. She just had that overcast on her. So I can't say it. Maybe she will, but you know what? I don't think so. And Charles, you don't hear shit from. He's really sick. So
no,
I'm saying William will be the king, sooner than you think.
So, you know, and so the thing is, but I don't know how the monarchy in Great Britain is actually working. It's not as pronounced or big these days as it was back in the day of Queen Elizabeth and before. It used to be a real big...
Because they're left-wing dingies. The Queen wasn't
and
a
you
left-wing
got a lot of
dingy.
Also, you got a lot of Muslims in there, and it became a little, and it's really changing stuff. And the left, like you said, the left is
the one that was friends with Howard Wolfson and Mike Bloomberg. That's the one that ruined.
Yeah, that's because and you're going as long as the left handles things, they ruin. Look what the left is doing to all the cities. It's crazy. And then they go on MSDNC and on CKRPN and the others and say, crime is down. The FBI says statistically crime is down. No, it's not. No, it's not. Ask anyone that lives in these cities. Look at the train. How many people are getting killed in trains?
They don't count illegals.
Yeah, I know. And in fact, the Democrats, Comocrats or communists, voted against putting against the Laken Riley Act. They were going to put it into the bill and the Senate, and the Democrats refused to even take it up. And they did a special part of the Laken Riley Act separately, and no Democrat voted for it. And same thing in the House and the Senate. Not a single Democrat voted for it.
They wanted Afghanistan individuals to become American.
Yeah, it's dangerous. And with terrorists and everything else opening, it's not if, it's when. If they stop the guy, the Hezbollah guy at the border.
I still, for the life of me, have no idea why he's such a puss.
Because he had no choice to do it because he only has one seat. He only has a one-seat majority, and he can't afford to screw it up. So he just let it go through this time and just buying for time. I know what he did. He had no choice. They did take out some stuff, but he had no choice at this point.
And this guy
at the moment,
Rand, is now leaving.
And actually what's happening tomorrow or the next day is that they're going to kick him out of Congress so they could have a special election. He waited to the middle of April. It was too late, and they had to wait to November to do that. But because of the rules and regulations, he's being fired tomorrow or the next day, and he's going to be kicked out. Mike Gallagher is going to be kicked out of Congress. What?
No bad pay?
Nothing. He's going to be stripped of everything so they can have a special election in Wisconsin. That is being done tomorrow or the next day.
We'll
win. It should be a deep Republican seat. It's not going to change.
Good.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Steve Garvey's doing great in California. California passed the law that give animals the same rights as human beings of protection, and specifically elephants.
Really? How is that possible?
They said that elephants have feelings and they're getting hurt and everything else. So you know what? Since they like to give elephants a protection of the law, how about Republicans, since the elephant is the symbol for Republican? Let's attach the two together.
Brilliant. That's right.
But, you know, that's another thing over there. A little lesson for these Comocrats or communists, specifically AOC, MSDNC and others. Keeps hearing RICO is a crime. RICO is racketeering. And if you consider racketeering not to be a crime, but a category like AOC said, then you're going to have to release every single mobster in this country out of jail because they are serving time.
But she wants you to. You're not getting it.
I understand that. This is sarcasm. But the point is that racketeering is a crime. It's a statute in the books. And Bob Alinsky was 100% correct, and ALC is dumb as a nail. She's so dumb that she can't even be a bartender anymore. She's so dumb. ALC, it's crazy.
You don't have to have a brain to be a bartender, Joe, so just pick up the drink.
You ain't
got to
know how to mix drinks. She probably doesn't even know how to mix drinks anymore. I wonder what
she
did as a bartender.
She was a waitress.
This one here, she still sounds like a little girl at the time. It's funny. She gets her own treatment when she and Maxie Waters and us go after people and get them in their faces and stuff like that. So when she goes to a movie theater in Brooklyn, where she's the Bronx or someplace, people came out and saw her. And they went in her face and started giving her all the garbage that she just dishes out,
so
talking about the illegals. She was pissed off. She ran. She said, you're asking me. Say, this is what you said. We could do it. You want us to do it to Trumpers. Why not do it to you? What's good for the goose, good for the gander. That's what you...
She yelled at them and said, get away from me?
Yeah. And she was very upset because we had cameras there and everything, so we were ready for that. But she said she's an idiot. So that's a big thing there. But anyway, then now Biden's using commercials to antagonize Trump, saying that he's broke. He's using Broke Don. Guess what? Starting tomorrow, his two social goals on the stock market, as symbol D, yeah, DJT, Donald John Trump, it goes public, and it's going to be worth between $3 and $4 billion right off the bat.
They're trying to figure out a way to get the SEC to stop it.
They can't. The SEC told them to go fuck off. They can't. He's legit. It's been done. It's a merger. It's all taken care of. He's got a waiver set up because he normally had to keep it for 6 months before he can sell his share or put a bond against it. He already has that waiver in hand. He can actually use that billions of dollars to cover anything that goes on. He's got all the real estate companies coming out. There's a couple of them doing a GoFundMe for this stuff to get rid of Latina James. And the snake, and like I said, the snake is called up to try and take a bite out of Trump, but the Trump train is going to run over Letitia James and Ergeron tomorrow, and then you got Brandi Willis in an interview says, I don't care about my reputation is fine, as she's being disbarred and she's being indicted for perjury and racketeering in her own right and a bunch of other stuff. Where'd she get the cash from? And she admits she's using campaign funds to pay people off. So that's a felony itself. And testimony.
She's not allowed to launder money. That's laundering
She admitted to laundering money. She's a dumb, it's all election interference is clear and day, and every time they do these things, Trump is gaining in the polls even more and more. We got word from Gen Z people, the guys, the Gen Z young men are very pissed off because they're being X'd out by the transgender and the indoctrinations and stuff. And stuff, and the women and the young girls are being indoctrinated, kicked out. They're pissed off too because these transgender going to their sport, the women's sports, and getting allowed to do certain things. So the women, the Gen Z women, are pissed off, and because of that stuff, and they're all going towards Trump because they want to get back to normal. Because men, even young men, are proud to be who they really are. They don't want some guy in skirts to be a symbol of men, and things like that. And this paying off people with the school loan stuff. The banks tell them that they're not giving an excuse. You're going to end up paying it. Brian can't do it because it's illegal. So we're not going to break the law. So no matter what Brian says, they're going to end up paying the bill anyway at the end. So, and they can't get to the house. They can't buy a house. They can't get a job. Some people are working 2-3 jobs just to pay their bills. And you, Scarlett, can tell you about the supermarket and prices, right?
Yeah, it goes up every day. There's price gouging, and they get away with it.
It's really bad news.
Everything's price gouged, and they're getting away with it. And people are just paying. I was reading something about how women... how they're going to either put food on the table or gas in their cars. It's coming down to that.
You know, and then he's trying to get rid of gas cars, by 2030, which is not that far away, 6 years away. Who's going to pay? I'm looking at the commercials on the cars, but for the electric cars, $300-$400 a month, $500 a month. To pay it, how can anyone afford that?
I'm not doing it.
I know you can't do that. If they can't, better yet, what are you going to do in order to get, of course, everybody have electric cars? What are you going to do? Every gas station is going to close down. Now, how many jobs are going to go?
There'll be no buses. There'll be nothing. Uber will make out.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that have electric cars.
And I'll take my car and drive people around.
Yeah, well, that's like Lyft or Uber.
I won't have to work for Uber. I'll just make my own company and put it on there, and I'll drive people around. I'll have my own clients.
If they decide to play around with, Letitia James was able to do what she's doing and try and close down or take over the business and stuff like that, which will never happen. But if she does, if she had done that, she would have put about 500,000 people out of a job. And I would guarantee you that, and this is janitors, this is waitresses, this is people that work in clothing, bellhops, food caterers, everything under the sun, everything you can think of across New York and New York State and around the other places that they're doing. And I guarantee you that she will not survive this at all. Somebody is going to be so pissed at her because of that and family stuff. I don't care if she has 100 bodyguards.
They'll go after all of them. They'll go after all of them and take them out.
That's when the revolution really will go on. Because people, when you start taking people's livelihoods away for a political vendetta, that political vendetta price is going to go down. They're not going to think twice before they do that. You know, and it's a shame that we have to come to society like that, but that's her own fault. She ran on it, and she's going to, there's no saying
about think about that. They voted her in, Joseph.
Yeah, I know, but they got remorse now, and a lot of these people are looking to do it. Most people in New York don't want her around, and they're not going to get her. They're going to get her out. Buyer's remorse. That's when you have the left and communists take over. That's how it's done.
And they didn't think about it.
Yeah, this is what happens when you vote. This is what happens when you vote Democrat down the parlor to go by the D's there, follow what's best for you, and you just follow party line, you get garbage like this. Yeah. And this is what happens when you have a steal and insert somebody in office like you did.
that didn't vote for Curtis Sliwa because they were stupid.
Yeah. Wow. All right, before we running down the time, but I need to get this in. Like I said, it's Purim for the Jewish religion, and it's Palm Sunday in the Catholic religion, and this is the beginning of Holy Week. You got Holy Thursday, you got Good Friday, and you got Easter Sunday this week. So we'll have that going.
Yeah.
But this is in Israel. They're cleaning up some of the stuff that go into a hospital to get rid of some of the Hamas terrorists, and they're going to clean up that one area of Rafah. They're going to take care of that, and there will no, and I repeat this, no matter what the idiot Biden says and does, Israel and Bibi Netanyahu will not have to do a ceasefire until we eliminate every single Hamas person in Gaza. And also take out the poison Hezbollah,
and people,
they have to go.
People are feeling sorry for them.
And that's it. And we're working
feel
here.
Sorry for murderers.
That's what the left is. Crystal, okay.
The children are suicide bombers. They're all. Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to every Jew in this country and around the world. Please realize that if you vote for a Democrat, you're putting yourself into the oven. You are literally killing yourself. Do not ever vote for a Democrat ever again. They are not for Israel. They're not for the Jewish people. They do not give a rat's ass about you. And they proved it over and over again. Biden and the Democrats hate you, and they want you dead, all because of a vote. See how fast Biden turned on Israel because he was going to lose Michigan and Minnesota. This is all about a vote. They don't give a rat's ass about you, and just realize that. And please, do not stupid. I'm glad that the OU, the Orthodox Union, and other Orthodox areas of the Jewish religion came out in support of Trump, and they all should, because it's a mass survival for Israel and the Jewish people. If Biden gets his way, you'll all be gone, and that's the fact. Anyway, we got 7 minutes left. Anything to say before the show's over?
I just wanted to say everybody have a great come Wednesday, and hope you had a great Palm Sunday. And Passover's not until the end of April, so you're going to have to hold your horses on the matzah. Sorry, folks. Can't wait to see how much matzah is. I'm serious. I say it's $10 a box, folks. The chicken is at what? Anywhere between $10 and $15. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless everybody. Have a great week. Bye.
All right. We'll see you on Wednesday evening's the next show at 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening. We'll have a recap on any primaries from Tuesday. Plus, we'll have a recap on what's going on with Trump, with the NRA's case in the Supreme Court, and the right to life and abortion pill on Tuesday, and anything in between, the Eighth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the First and Second Amendment. The Constitution is under attack, and we need to fight back, and we need to get that taken care of. Again, listen to our podcast that's on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast on Anchor, or was it Spotify now, and other platforms. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 and Wednesday evenings at 8 on Block Talk Radio for the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. The call number is 515-602-9657. And also check us out on the truthisthetruth.net. That's our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. I want to thank you again for having a pleasant evening. We will continue our fight for our freedoms. The country's under attack. Let's get rid of the communists. Let's get make sure we put Trump back in. America first, mega. Let's make this country great again. Let's save the Constitution, our freedoms, and we need to do that. And I urge everyone to listen to or watch RSPN, Newsmax, Fox's Human Dan. Check us out on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Media Network, and keep on fighting the fight. Stand up and be counting. Let's save America. Let's make it next to Second Revolution. Like, we are the freedom fighters. We are the people. We are the truth. Let's win this all. Good night, everybody.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America, and tomorrow's a big day. Trump is going to destroy Lakeisha James and Egron and all the others because he's got the money and the bond. Have a nice day. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.